And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one I am talking about, Alabama, y'all, Alabama. And I mean to say, this show goes like, way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, I got a ton of text messages. I will do what I can to get to some of those. We just had so much content that I had to keep unpacking, but I got to jump into this third dipper because it's a hoot, man. It's just a hoot. So, total change of subject. We've talked about True the Vote today. We talked about keeping the lights on. Dipper number three. Let's talk about some of those race baiters and charlatans. Pray tell, Phil, what do you mean? I mean the people who get out there and they say that race is all that matters. They're race baiters. They're charlatans. Charlatans because they claim that they need to get their way because of race. They're race baiters because they use it to incite the conversation, to help push people to something that they might not otherwise need to get involved in. Case in point, the ladies of The View. Wow. I mean, you look at that show and you think, oh, gosh, I wonder if they're going to make any changes. I wonder if they're going to, do you think they are?
No chance. Yeah. they've gone way too far in. There's no turning back.
They are just what they are, and that's all there is, you're saying.
Yeah, they've gone way too far.
Well, okay. Just so you know, the interesting thing, though, I think is it's kind of a hoot. I think they've begun to see the light a little bit. They keep having to read out legal notes. They call them legal notes. You know what that is?
Yeah. So that's their producers making them do that. You know, you can
darn
see them,
right it is.
You can see them physically cringe every time they have to do one.
It's to the point that they're starting to get mad.
Yes.
They get frustrated. I'm just going to call this a legal note show, says Joy Behar. Sunny Hostin, who, by the way, used to be a prosecutor. She's got a law degree. You think she'd know better? She doesn't. She doesn't know better at all. In one segment, she was required on air to stop what she was doing. They had to stop the dialogue, and she had to read out prepared comments given to her by the attorneys in the background. They're literally texting them while they're on the show. and this is how it keeps going. Joy Behar go, 1 minute, I just got a note. Okay, we got to clarify something about Santos. So in one show, they did something about George Santos, the kind of disgraced former Republican congressman. And it was wrong, and they had to clarify it. Then they did something about Matt Gaetz, and it was wrong, so they had to clarify it. Then they did something about Pete Hegseth, and it was wrong, so they had to clarify it. Why? Because they keep going into all of the DEI versions of what they believe the world looks like. All right. Here's why I think some things are changing. Number one, because The View's having to read legal notes now. I don't recall that before. If they did, no. I don't recall it.
Nope.
The other thing is this. Top Democrat Hakeem Jeffries. I got to give props, man. Hakeem Jeffries called out the ladies of The View the next day. So the ladies of The View on the 22nd on Friday went into all these things they had to do legal notes on, right? And then they started doing the whole, you know, racism and misogyny is the reason why Trump won. Racism and misogyny. Hakeem Jeffries himself, the leader of the House Democrats, the guy who was in line to be Speaker of the House if Democrats got a majority, he actually came out and called them out. He pushed back on them saying, you cannot say that Donald Trump won because of anything except the fact that he promised to fix the economy. Wow.
Props.
Props. That's from townhall.com, a respected conservative source. Top Democrat leader put the ladies of The View's remarks to bed after they suggested that racism and misogyny cost Vice President Kamala Harris the election. Jeffries dismissed the progressive panel's accusations and admitted that the health of the economy matters a lot more to Americans than the color of someone's skin. I'm actually taken aback by this. That's a clear indication they recognize they can't always get away with a lie anymore. And the ladies of The View haven't caught up with it yet.
By the way, I don't know how old this clip is, but have you seen the clip of Sunny Hostin doing a heritage, like a genetics test or whatever, and finding out that she comes from slave owners?
Yes. there's apparently slave owners in her. Yes.
I wonder if she's going to pay reparations or...
Darn right.
Yeah.
In fact, wait a minute. she's part black. Does that mean she has to get reparations and has to return them? How does that work? I mean, what do you do with that?
Her face of, you know, after spewing all the nonsense she has, it was great. I saw that clip for the first time today. It was great.
Speaking of which, let's go to audio clips. And I'm going to call for audio clip number two. All right. This is Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett, who is an absolute nut job. She's a Democrat from Texas. She's one of these kind of prima donna ladies who wants you to know she's all that. She's all that. She's important. Don't you understand who I am? I mean, I have more than once seen a clip of her making sure that she touts her own credentials before she, you know, gives her comments. But she went on a anti-white racist rant the other day, claiming that there's no way in the world anybody with skin other than black can understand what oppression is, and they really don't even have the right to talk about it. And yet, then you have to look at Sunny Hostin and you go, okay, but she's only part black. Does that mean that you have to yell at half of her? I don't understand how that works. It's ridiculous. Go ahead and play that clip from Jasmine Crockett.
Don't let it escape you.
Golly.
That it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle.
It's a congresswoman.
That y'all are the ones being oppressed. That y'all are the ones that are being harmed. That's not the definition of oppression. You tell me the prolonged, cruel, or unjust treatment that you've had, and we can have a conversation.
You could start with Exodus.
The reality is that when it comes to financial performance, companies with more diverse workforces are more likely to outperform their competitors. Companies in the top quartile for racial diversity are 35% more likely to outperform their peers on profitability. Companies with diverse executive teams are 25% more likely to generate greater profits. Diverse companies earn 2.5 times higher cash flow per employee.
Now, she's reading from diversity a script, work. By the way. She's reading from a script that has actually been discredited. It was from a biased source. Shoot, the name just escaped me. I'll come back to it in a minute. But the sourcing of her stats was actually discredited. And the interesting dynamic here is she never once allows for the idea that meritocracy is what creates, you know, economic well-being. That there's no way in the world. You have to hire people based on what she considers to be diversity. And this is right after she just chewed out every white person on the panel for daring to have an opinion about something that she says they should have no right to an opinion on because of their heritage. Listen, the idea that some of these people get elected to Congress is just antithetical to common sense. It is kakistocracy. Kakistocracy being the governance by the least qualified of our citizens. What, you're dying to say something, I can tell. What do you got?
I love Representative Higgins. You can start with Exodus.
Yeah, he's the one in the background. Yeah. Yes. You can start with Exodus. Yeah. That's
It's so right.
But all that to say, they are absolutely determined to continue pressing forward on the idea that DEI is needed, despite the fact that we can find at every turn that when you focus on hiring based upon demographics first, productivity actually goes down. Morale goes down. It's not hard, y'all. And I am literally, here's the thing. They've got it flipped. The laws already prevent you from not hiring someone based on their race. In other words, if two qualified candidates come in, one of them is the most qualified and they happen to be black and you choose not to hire them, you run the risk that they can then sue for discriminatory hiring processes because you did not hire them, like you excluded them on their skin color. By the converse, though, they demand, like Jasmine Crockett, they demand that we hire based on skin color. You can't just suddenly say racism is bad unless it's to benefit a race. Well, that's called racism. This is true race baiting and charlatanism right here. This is claiming that what you did over here that we saw was wrong, and oh, by the way, the laws are in place to prevent it, is going to be best prevented by doing more wrong. It doesn't work that way. You don't do equity. Equity is where you distribute so that everybody gets an equal share. It doesn't work that way. What you do is you push for equality, where no one is left out of the opportunities. Well, the only way you can do that is to hire them. No, it's not. The only way you can do that is to create the environment where people are not discriminated against as opposed to being discriminated for.
And it's DEI in general is so inherently racist because you're saying that minorities need the help. They can't do it on their own.
It's insulting.
They can't meet up to the standards. They need the bar to be lowered so that they can reach that. It's inherently racist, you know, the whole premise of DEI.
And yet, clip number one, Congresswoman Summer Lee believes, and she's a Democrat from Pennsylvania, she absolutely believes that we have to keep DEI in place. Go ahead.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion programs only exist to band-aid over decades, hell, centuries of discrimination against people's skin color, their religion, disabilities, gender, or sexual orientations, you name it. Contrary to Republican conjecture, remedying past discrimination is not, in turn, a discrimination. And we're not going to sit here and pretend racism is over just because one black person on the Supreme Court agreed that it should be.
Oh, hang on a second. Stop. Pause. Did you catch that? The fact that Justice Thomas is black makes her mad because he didn't toe the party line. Keep playing.
EI does not do is give some kind of magical pass to better jobs like some of our colleagues are implying.
Okay. I got news. Yes, it does. There's no implying. It's a statement of fact. If you give someone a job they're not otherwise qualified for simply because you looked at their demographics, I don't care. It's wrong. That's not the way it's supposed to be. If someone who is white, black, Asian, or whatever is the most qualified person and you discriminate against them in favor of someone else purely on skin color basis, then the best person did not get the job. Hello, Ketanji Brown Jackson, justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. Ketanji Brown Jackson is a brilliant woman. She's an accomplished jurist. She is someone who has a right to be considered for the Supreme Court. I agree every bit of that. Guess what? She will always have an asterisk by her name. Why? Because the very first thing that President Biden said he would do is find a black woman to put on the court. His words, not mine. He will find a black woman to put on the Supreme Court. What does that tell you? That a number of accomplished jurists were never going to be considered. The only person who could win would be a black woman. Does that mean we got the most accomplished member of the Supreme Court? We'll never know. She has an asterisk by her name at this point.
Same with Kamala Harris.
Same with Kamala Harris. They were trying to reach a demographic glass ceiling breaker. And what did they do? They got Kamala Harris, who no one voted for ever until they thrust her in the position of being the only thing left. Well, I got a little more on this. I'm not sure I'll get all of it in. It was a nice little rant. but the truth be told, DEI has got a DIE. We got to get rid of this stuff. And I am, by the way, I am not in favor of racial tendencies of any stripe. I want them gone. They should be out of our lexicon. But if the truth be told, until you get back to hiring the best candidates for the job, you will never have the best candidates for the job. Makes sense. Take me to a break, brother. We'll take that break right now. If I get back and have time, I might tell you a little bit about the Pete Hegseth tattoo controversy. Then again, I got a ton of your text messages I need to get to also. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.